Just go ahead and do it.
Well, you say something and he understands it, you know, when you hiss him. A lot of dogs, they know when you scold them, they know you don't want them to do anything, but if you hiss them and put your hand go while they go.
How do you say
that? They call it hissing.
What do you say to them? You say,
well, you just say, go and get it, and hiss them, and then smack your hands, and tell them to just keep a hollering at them, and they know you mean business, and they take right out of it.
Okay.
And then if you want them to go back, you go scolding them, and then they'll come back to you.
Okay.
That is, if they mind you, some of them won't mind. And the same way with children, some children won't mind either.
Have you ever heard of, you hear some dogs barking, like they're onto something, you know, they're
well, you generally call somebody or you go tell them if you can, see what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it way in the distance.
Yeah.
You hear dogs barking like they're chasing.
Well, we know they've treed something. Sometimes they'll stay overnight with it.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a certain kind of yell that you...
They'll howl.
Yeah, but that you give to encourage the dog. Have you ever heard of that? Just this yell when you hear dogs.
Well, when they get off somewhere, they're lonely and they howl.
Yeah.
When they get lost or anything.
But I'm talking about what you might. I remember my grandmother lives on a farm in Alabama, and she'd hear dogs barking in the distance.
Yeah.
Then there was this kind of yell that she could make.
Well, she'd yell to them.
Yeah. Was there a special kind of yell?
Well, if you yell to them, they know you. I don't care if it's a stranger. If you yell to them, they'll listen. They'll stop and listen.
But there was nothing special that you.
Well, there'd be two or three questions to it. They'd understand that you. You know they was in distress or wanting to tell you something. Of course, they can't talk and tell you. That's the only way they got.
Yeah.
And if you yell to them, they'll go to whittling their tail. That pleases them.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's the way your mother was. You yell to them. If they're pretty good long, you yell to them or holler just as loud as you can holler at them. Well, they understand what you mean. They know you answered them.
Yeah. Okay, talking about a kind of dog that just, you don't know what kind he is, just all mixed breed.
Well, they call that a mixed breed.
Okay, what about a little small dog that just barks all the time, real?
Well, they call, some of them, the old people used to call them feist, the obedience.
Okay.
You know, but they, now, you know, they have different tribes of dogs now. It's much different than they used to. And in other countries, has got dogs different than, you know, that way. They've got mixed breed and all kinds of breed, but they try to keep each sex of its own kind.
Yeah.
You know, but they want to sell them. It has to be a certain tribe or a sex, you know, whatever you might call it.
Yeah. Okay, if a dog...
Shepherds now, these are big old shepherds, they call them English shepherds. But, you know, they're good stock dogs. You can learn them, and they'll drive cattle and save you a lot of steps. And go and get the cows for you, and I've had them do that. Go and get the cows, and it'll save you lots of steps.
Do the dogs, some dogs are... Like, you have a dog and somebody comes up to your yard, and if the dog's a good watchdog,
he'll bark.
Okay, and if the person tries to